All right, brother, we're back. Episode 22. Hell of a weekend. Sweep the Padres. Let's go. Remember when remember we worried about the Padres like beginning of the year?
Dude, seems like so long ago.
Those guys are done. Scherzer, dude, we almost witnessed the perfect game at Yard. Dude,
that was so close. So close. And you know what's funny? We had the game on and we asked him to change the game to put on the freaking Chiefs-Browns games. And then 5 minutes later, like, dude, can you put the Dodger game back on?
But they should have always had Dodgers on at one TV. What the hell? Come on. That guy is unbelievable. Obviously, that trade has been huge for us. This guy is ridiculous. Yeah. I think he's gonna win Cy Young. He just got NL Player of the Week, of course.
Massive. Dude, he was perfect. When did he lose the perfect game?
I don't know. It was a little hazy yesterday, but I think he gave up a double to for someone, probably Tatis or something. But I mean, we sweeped them. It's freaking awesome. We're on fire. Mookie's on fire right now. Kershaw's back tonight.
He's pitching right now while we're speaking. Looks a little rusty, but it's okay.
And I know we mentioned we can't just keep talking about the Giants, but the Cubs aren't helping us out. They're tanking, so we figured they would sweep the Cubs. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But like Trey Turner says, he's like, dude, how many times are we going to ask me about the Giants? Like, we're just going to look who's in front of us and keep winning.
That's what I said last time. That's what I said last week. Dude, I'm not even worried about the Giants. Let the Giants will do their they'll help us. Don't worry. They're gonna lose it somehow.
Yeah, they won seven in a row. Dodgers. Yeah, of course. And
I'm not even worried about it. Like, let's just keep winning.
Yeah, if we keep winning, that's all that matters. Keep winning series, like you said. And so in case – just hypothetically, say we did make the wild card, I know we got three aces. Oh, we got four aces, actually.
We do. Curious.
Do you, at this point, you got to go Mad Max, right?
You have to. I mean, he's pitched so many big games. I mean, let's face it. You don't trust Kershaw, right? You don't trust Kershaw in that situation.
The monkey's off his back after winning the ring, right? So maybe you do trust him in his spot, but you're right. If you got to go win
it, a must-win game,
that's why you trade for a guy like that. Must-win game, exactly. You throw him on the mound. Yeah.
Exactly. That's why you trade for a guy like that. You got to go Max, because I'm looking at the other three guys. You don't trust Kershaw in that situation.
Or Bueller. You give a ball
Bueller to Bueller. I just think is too young when it comes to big games like that. But, I mean, hey, he's been solid, dude. He could be a Cy Young
winner. Our offense sucks when he's on the mound, bro. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah, we never go. Ever.
They don't hit for him. It's like Bellinger bats all eight spots.
Oh God! No Bellinger this podcast. Bro. They said they were gonna bench him, and now, but he was in the lineup. He's in the lineup still.
Yeah, they had to put him in, I think.
I know, because we're still short, because we can't throw McKinney out there. We can't throw. Who's the other guy we have? Souza.
We need Pollock back. Pollock is the key.
Yeah, it's pretty much comes down to that.
Pollock's the key right now. I got the game on actually right now. Turner is battling at the plate. We got Mookie on third, one out. Trying to tie it up here.
Kershaw gave up a run first inning, right?
Kershaw gave up a run. It's all right. He's first game back.
He's only thrown 40 tonight, right? 40 pitches or something like that?
Oh, yeah. He's on a pitch count.
Okay.
Cool. Turner's battling.
How about our bullpen's looking great? Dude, Kenley's our closer, right? He's on fire right now.
He is, but dude, how many times have we seen this? How many times has Kenley been on fire, man? I mean, I don't like we always say we love Kenley, dude. Kenley is our boy, but it's very nerve wracking once we get to October.
I agree, dude. So
Come on, Turner,
ooh, yeah, just knocking Mookie. We can't lose. Hey, we have to sweep the Diamondbacks, right? Who do we got this weekend?
We have to sweep the Diamondbacks, dude. This weekend coming up, let me double check.
The Pirate, dude, we got.
Wait, oh, we got paid. Mind. That's right.
Never mind. Sorry.
It's the Cincy.
Oh,
Cincy, who's battling? You know, Cincy needs the win.
Wow, that's a hell of a series. Cincy's
battling.
That's a low key great series. The Rockies.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here's where we close it off right now. We got Arizona for three. We got Cincy Cincy.
Yeah.
We go to at Colorado, which they're is a place that we, you know, don't typically do well in Colorado sometimes. Yeah. Then we're at Arizona. Then we're home for Padres three more in Milwaukee. So that's
damn, bro.
There's a couple series in there.
Okay.
A couple series in there.
All right.
All right, Turner just walked. So
perfect. So we're not worried. No, we're never worried about the Dodgers. Hey, that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, we end up losing those two against Cardinals. That sucked, but we sweep the Padres. Love it. Scherzer's, dude, we have like a little Jimmy. We have like four. Our starters could all win the Cy Young.
That's the thing. We do a lift. Three legit. We have a former Cy Young, obviously, Kershaw, but we got three legit pitchers that could win the Cy Young this year.
At this point, we're basically the best team in the league. At what point, what worries about you about the team to you at this point? We have to throw in some negatives. What worries you? The bullpen games?
Inconsistent hitting is what I would say.
Yeah.
Inconsistent run production is what I would probably say. I mean, it just seems like they score 8-1 game, and the next game they can't score more than one.
That's what happened in the Cardinals series. The first two games, and then the last two games, we can't even get – well, we score one run in, like, two games. So, exactly. It's all good. I'm happy. I'm not
worried about the bullpen. Once we get a bunch of guys healthy for the playoffs, we're going to be fine.
Yeah, Gonsolin looked good. Yeah.
The hitting's got to be a little more consistent.
I agree. All right, well, so we always lead off with Dodgers, but, dude, college wasn't as good as the first weekend as far as games, but there was a couple good ones.
Wasn't as good, but dude, there were some
games though. Yeah, you're Fighting Irish held on, bro. Jesus Christ.
Boy, what was going on there? I'm telling you, maybe they're just looking ahead too. Maybe they're looking ahead because they got a crazy tough schedule coming up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they got Cincy this month.
Yeah, they got North Carolina, they got USC, they got who else am I missing? Wisconsin.
Okay, so actually, college news. We should start off right at the bat because we are a West Coast pod. Clay Helton finally done, man. I'm sure SC fans are freaking thrilled with that, bro.
Deuces.
Took long enough. I can't when they kind of re-signed him, I was like, or kept him. I'm like, dude, are you guys serious? I always thought, even though I was not a USC fan, I was like, this guy, you know what I mean?
Here's what I understand though. I feel like when he first came on the scene and he took over, I thought like USC fans loved him. Like everybody was like praising him. I think
because he took over for someone that got fired, right?
But everybody was on the boat in the beginning. Oh, there you go. Big base knock. Seager tied it up.
No, I know they're on. I think they liked him at the beginning, but like, dude, USC is a powerhouse. Right? It can't be losing to Stanford, 17-point favorites. They should
especially
always
when you've got that many returners, especially when you have like a full team, just almost full of returners. Like, but
personally, as a UCLA fan, here's what were they saying? The list. Some journalists said this is the list right now, but I mean, who knows who they're gonna hire? Are they gonna get Urban Meyer, dude? Say, hey, you want to come back?
That's what everybody's saying. It's like, dude, you just went to Jacksonville. You got destroyed in your first game. It's like, you know, he probably wanted that. If that USC job was open before he took Jacksonville, he would have been
there. Oh, because there was always rumors, right? Yeah, there's
wants to be in college. He needs to be in college.
James Franklin, Matt Campbell, Bill O'Brien, Fickell, PJ Fleck.
I saw Bob Stoops' name was thrown out there.
Stoops. Yeah, he's –
Peterson.
Those two would actually be legit. I kind of like Fleck from Minnesota. That guy's a great coach.
He's another one I think does great in college. He's one I hope he never makes the jump to NFL because I don't think he's going to do – he's a rah-rah guy. He needs to be in a locker room in college.
I know, but I'm sure alumni is happy. The boosters are happy. Finally got Helton out of there.
Yeah, I mean, I just remembered everybody was on him for a hot minute, and then just tanked. It just went south fast.
Because they're an average team. That's unacceptable for USC, dude. Right? They're completely. Always. So I don't know, man. Dude, make Reggie Bush the coach. It'd be amazing.
Could you imagine?
That'd be awesome.
He's just paying kids. Actually, no. Buying houses.
Dude, How about you, Dion, dude? Sanders, bro.
Where's he at?
He's at Jacksonville State. Just hire him next year. Dude, that would be electric, bro. Dion.
That'd be phenomenal. I'm trying to think. Who else would be a good USC coach? You can't just get anybody. It has to be a huge name.
No,
that's the problem with Helton. Helton was kind of like a nobody when he came in.
There you go. And I think
he didn't have the name. You need star power, you know.
Stoops or Peterson.
Name brand.
Yeah, Stoops or Peterson.
That'd be huge.
Yeah, I said some guy tweeted like, "Hey, go get Lane Kiffin, dude. Again, bring him back."
No, I don't. You think fans would take that? There's no way.
No, probably not. There's no way. They want someone.
You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't. This isn't European soccer. You go hire the same manager you fired 2 years ago.
They want a solid they got to get a solid college guy for sure.
Bob Stoops
would be huge.
I don't think Peterson's going to leave Washington. He's in the front office now in Washington, so I think he likes it there.
JT, two-run double?
Yeah, big time.
Nice, let's go.
JT just came through.
Oh, what else happened in college? So Notre Dame held on. Oregon. Huge. Pac-12. Huge let's game. Go, dude.
Oregon.
That is awesome. My friends were there, dude. Let's go in the big – no, it's not the big house. What do they call it? The horseshoe. The shoe. There you go. The horseshoe. Sorry, yeah. Oh, that's awesome. They got some players, dude. They're running back.
Okay, they did that without two of their star defensive players.
Oh, I know,
Their main lineback, that guy who's supposed to be like a top 10 draft pick, he didn't even play.
Yeah,
and dude, to be able to do that?
That's huge, man.
That's huge. That's a marquee victory for the Pac-12 too. That is a massive.
Oh, that huge. Puts
Pac-12 on the map, especially after UCLA beats LSU, and now Ohio State.
Pac-12, it's our year or what?
I mean, except for if you're USC, it's not. But
well, no, they're winning now since they probably got rid of the coach.
They'll be fine.
And then what was the other big game? Iowa State, Iowa. I didn't even get to watch that, but
I watched a lot of it. I thought Iowa State was going to show up. I was wrong on that one. I thought Iowa State was going to show up. They did not show up.
Oh, and then how's week three this week? Is there some better games?
There is. There's a couple big ones. There's a couple let me double check. There's a couple.
Oh, Bama, Florida
matchups. That's a big one.
Bama, Florida. Auburn, Penn State. That's a really good one.
What we got here? We got Fresno. I think the Fresno State UCLA game is going to be a.
That's a low key. Fresno State, I know, man. They're a solid team. I agree.
Yeah, Auburn, Penn State. Oh, we got BYU, Arizona State, ASU.
All right, that's a great game too. That's a low. Yeah.
BYU just came off a huge victory over Utah. There's another one. I didn't see that coming. I thought Utah was going to pick them apart, but I did not see that one coming.
No.
Sure. Anything else? Those are the main big ones.
It was a decent week of college. We'll get into our – but let's talk about the main thing. How about that NFL week one, brother? God, I mean, we were out in the bar, but there was some – dude, let's.
Where do we start?
I don't even know where to start. Where do we start?
Where do we start? I mean, look, let's just hit.
Well, since we talk about Rodgers all the time, what the hell is that for the Packers? I mean,
I was not surprised.
Not surprised. Right? You did take the Saints. Jameis, dude.
Getting the points. Crab legs, dude. Where'd that come from?
I want
to know what are his odds for MVP? What are they right now?
I'm not sure, but it's not a bad bet. Rodgers looked disinterested. I'm not saying it's overreaction Monday. Everyone overreacts for just 1 week. I'm sure next week he'll bounce back and throw for five TDs. It just didn't look right. Hair. Yeah, he's
got to cut that hair, dude. That's the problem. He's got to cut that hair.
Packers will be fine. That was just a weird. That was weird.
I don't know, dude. I am not on the Packers bandwagon right now, dude. I don't know if they're going to be all right. I said this from the beginning. I don't think he wants to be there. He does not look interested. And that's what you saw. And I think that's what you're going to get a bunch of throughout this whole season.
You don't think he's going to come out? R-E-L-A? You don't think he's going to do that this year?
No. And that's why. I think a lot of people had Green Bay maybe getting to the conference championship. Yeah. I do not have them getting that.
You do not. No.
Conference championship whatsoever.
Just because they think it's just there's just something
the division's trash.
There's something going on with them, right? That he maybe just doesn't want to play football anymore.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, it just doesn't care.
They're going to win the division because the division's trash. The Lions, the Bears completely shit the bed against the Rams. They were terrible. The Vikings, they lost that game. They lost that game by a field goal, right?
Yeah, let's talk about those two LA teams. Great wins for – I mean, not – Rams, that was expected to win, but that was huge. Stafford looked great. This is why you get him. Dude, that guy looked amazing. I know it's just one game, but
– so it was the Bears too, though. That's what sucks.
No, yeah.
The problem was the Bears.
Dude, Fields is, remember, what did we say, week four, Fields is up? Dude, let's go. I think he's going to be out there earlier than that.
Dude, I got him stashed on all my fantasy teams.
Oh, I
took him last round, late flyer, because I think he's gonna be fine. He's got the legs. Dude. He can dual threat.
Yeah, I don't blame him. And then Chargers going all the way to the East Coast and went in Washington. That's huge. Oh, speaking of Washington, Fitzpatrick's out for a while, huh? Heineke's back?
Yeah. And they're talking already. Already they're talking. Cam.
Cam, I – obviously they're because Ron Rivera, they obviously, I figured they might do that, but they're not going to sign him, right? He's not vaxxed.
I could see it though. I could see it. I could see Rivera going to get him now.
Oh, but I thought they loved Heineke. Remember the playoff game? They almost beat
Brady. He did play. He did have a great run at the end of last year. But
what else happened, dude? Damn! How about the Cardinals going into Tennessee, making Tennessee look terrible
again? Huh? Another one of, I know it's only week one, but another one of my bold predictions: Tennessee will not make the playoffs this year. Tennessee is not who we thought they were. They're not who they were last
year. Well, you know what? It looks like they're just gonna have the same old bad defense, and you can't win with the defense like that, dude. They can't stop shit, bro.
And I was surprised. I thought Tennessee's O-line looked like garbage too. Like they were getting to Tannehill nonstop.
Yeah. I mean, this is just all just week one stuff. I'm sure everything just changes week. It's a week to week, obviously, with NFL. But this is as far as what we saw. And then Wilson, just doing Wilson things. I was way off on the Colts. I thought Colts.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude. I like this. That's why I'm.
Yeah, you did. Hey, you're.
This is overreaction Monday. This is overreaction Monday. That's what we do. Yeah. But I told you, I got Seattle going to the conference championship game. I'll even take Seattle getting to the Super Bowl. I think Seattle is going to be for real this year. I think they're pissed off how the season ended last year for them. Russell Wilson has protection now. I think the Seahawks they're going to be a hot team to contend with.
Yeah, and then how about the other great? If I'm a Browns fan, I'm pissed. Chiefs are the Chiefs. I mean,
yeah, but that's the thing, dude. You got to knock them out. You got to go for the kill. You can't let them stick around like that.
Yeah, the Baker, he threw a pick out near the end, right? He blew it.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah.
Okay, and let's talk about the other two. The other two.
What other ones?
I think big elephants. Who had the Steelers? Who had the Steelers?
You did, bro. That's a huge win. Another bold prediction
that I called. I think the Bills, everybody is hyped on the Bills. Everybody's hyped on the Bills and Josh Allen this year. Yes, they are good.
Yeah.
They have a lot of room to regress from what they did last year. Steelers, I don't think.
They look great, but then again, we're just seeing what we saw. So, obviously, everything's going to change. Could change next week, but.
I mean. I don't even want to talk about it, but I guess we have to. Fucking Patriots.
Oh man, that was our lock. But dude, we didn't know.
Much faith in you, New England.
They fumbled. Go, dude. Who's the running back who fumbled? We were about to We were about to score and cover. He freaking fumbles, man. Turnovers will kill you.
That
what'd you think? Mac Jones looked good.
I think that one hurt.
I think they need to let him loose eventually. I mean, he's just. I wish they will. As the year goes on, they'll let them lose.
They will. Because I think, you know what, after that loss, I think Belichick now realizes, okay, like we can't play it safe anymore. We just lost to a Miami team where I don't think is decent. I don't think Miami's for real.
I don't think Tua is good. Do you?
I don't think Tua is good at all. That's why they were already looking to shop for a new quarterback.
Yeah.
Why are you going to do that if you got a guy already? That tells you everything you know.
Yeah, I mean, Waddle looked good. I like their Waddle. They got Fuller, but. It's going to come down to two, and I don't think
Patriots, man. I mean, we had him in everything.
Yeah, we did. We got greedy.
We got greedy. You know what?
NFL, we took a hit week one.
We took a hit in NFL. We've been on fire. College. We took a hit in NFL. College, we've been on fire.
Any other games we need to talk about?
The
Broncos. Nice win for Broncos. I mean, Giants sucked. Dude, Daniel Jones, how many – That guy is just, game be, that guy's a walking about. Turnover, Daniel Jones. I mean, that's all he does, bro.
He's got a turnover now in how many of his – in 36 of his 38 games, something like that. It's something stupid, his turnover ratio.
Another game I was way out. I like the Falcons this week. Dude, Eagles, I mean –
Eagles are going to be okay. I think they're going to be okay. Remember, I said the Eagles are going to give the – I think the Eagles are going to give the Cowboys a run for their money for second place in that Hurts division. I'm still really sticking good. Behind Washington, though.
Yeah. Hurts looked good. Remember we said the – which it's not – everyone knows that what division's the best. They all won, right? Seahawks, Cardinals, right? That's the best division.
The first time since the merger that all four teams from that division won on opening week. And if the Raiders can pull it off right now – all eight West Coast teams will win.
Hey, I love it.
Right? All eight West Coast teams, if the Raiders can get their heads out of their ass right now.
There you go. But I think one division had,
getting 4 points.
I know. Let's go. Well, one division had a horrible week. What division was that? I think it was the I forget, but yeah, that division, dude, that's that division's unbelievable. The NFC what is it?
Yeah,
NFC, yeah, NFC West. Yeah.
The Niners losing that DB is gonna hurt
them. Oh yeah, that's another game. Oh yeah, Lions. Hey, Lions.
The Niners almost pissed that game away.
Lions
the
made it. Hey, Goff looked all right
that way.
Jimmy G. Jimmy G looked good too, but he was also against the Lions. I'm sure next week if they play a good team, he'll probably get fucking look.
Surprise, surprise. Mostert's hurt again. Fumble. Ball's out. Raiders got the ball. Let's go. Let's
there
go.
There we go. There we go.
Raiders got the ball in Ravens territory.
All right, let's go. Let's tie it up. We need that. We need that win. We got killed in the NFL. We need to end with a winner. Let's go.
This stadium looks electric, dude.
It does. We need to go.
This stadium looks electric.
We got to do a live podcast there, bro.
By the pool in the morning? Oh, no, that ball's out. That ball is out, I think.
Which guy fumbled?
Oh, yeah. Lamar.
Oh, he did? Oh, damn.
Yeah. And he took a nasty face plant.
No. Is all right.
No, he's back up, but he landed real awkward. But yeah, Raiders got the ball. Let's go.
So that NFL, I'm not
a Raiders guy, but.
No, I know. Hey, if we bet him, we're all, dude, we're rooting for him always.
Dude, okay, so you're a survivor. You're still alive.
Barely. Oh, boy. I know. Dude, I know.
My lock of the weekend on NFL was the Panthers covering 4.5. They barely covered
They barely won either. Dude, I know. At least we're alive and survivors still. Let's keep it going. Well, yeah, crazy NFL week. I'm glad we had the urinal was out there vibing yesterday, right?
We were. The boys were out. Trying to remember what happened at the end, though, during that Rams-Raiders game. Niners guy getting arrested. It was pandemonium. It was all hell breaking loose.
Niners fans. Unbelievable.
Carrying some big dude to a car. Niners fans going to...
We're taking pickleback shots. Dude, I hate pickleback shots. Unbelievable. We could be taking pickleback shots on a Sunday.
Still taste it. I just steal up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, God.
That was a crazy week one. I think it was a great start to the year. Besides our picks there, it's okay. We're only going to go up from here.
I think we got away from what got us here. We got a little too greedy. Yeah. We got a little greedy. We started doing some stupid.
How about Texans? That was one of my locks. There you go. Everyone thought that was the play, and we talked about it too, because everyone thinks they're the worst team in the NFL, which maybe they will end up being. But dude, mm-hmm. that was the lock. Everyone was against them, right?
Again, everyone that division is just trash too.
I know, but Tyrell looked all right.
Expect much from him, but he was there. He was throwing around.
Lawrence looking like a rookie. Which rookie looked the best to you yesterday, as far as the QBs?
You know what?
We had Lawrence, we had Mac Jones, we had Zach
Wilson. Mac Jones or Zach Wilson. One of those two I'm going to go with.
Yeah. They looked all right, but we'll see.
It's a marathon, not a sprint, so I'm...
I know. Because after week two, we're going to be talking about totally – we're going to be like, damn, the Texans do suck. Or damn, Rodgers is back. So we'll just keep going week to week, but – what other sports we got, bro? Your boy Joker, dude. Wow.
Here's the thing, though, on that. Like, I wanted him to get it.
I know I say I don't like him, which I kind of don't, but I wanted him to get it. And he doesn't even want a set.
He didn't even want a set. And then we've been saying that was the bet, dude. The bet forever with Joker is to drop the first set.
He loses
the first set.
And then no wins the next three, no matter what.
Except in the final. But I still think it would have been a little bit with an asterisk because there was no Nadal, there was no Federer. You know what I mean?
We talked about that, for sure.
Him beating those guys in every single Grand Slam final.
For not having those guys in, actually, it turned out to be a great US Open. The women's side, it's unbelievable. But the other girl was good. None of them deserve to lose. Those two made it that far. They were both 200 to 1 to win. Before the, I know. So that, and what's her name?
That's so
Emma,
hard,
Emma Rada. Yeah, she's a beast. Dude, she won every match. She never lost a set. You see that?
Are you serious? I did not know that.
2-0, 2-0 every time.
Dude, I uh, I bet on tennis once in my life, and I never did it again. Like, I learned my lesson. I can't bet on tennis. Like, it's just...
Dude, it's actually great. It's fun to bet, but...
Yeah, I can't be that big of a degenerate, right?
Until your tennis player freaking breaks the set or loses when they're serving and they lose the thing. I'm like, oh great, there goes that bet. What else?
Okay. I've looked up to try to find some lines on Little League World Series, but I can't do tennis.
That was a hell of a tournament. Soccer, hey, international breaks up, dude. Ronaldo, that's it. That's all you have to say, Ronaldo. Unbelievable,
dude. And Champions League starts tomorrow.
What?
Huge soccer week. Champions League starts tomorrow, bro. Let's go. Oh, my God. Champions League starts tomorrow.
AC Milan. Hey, good win yesterday. Let's go.
Milan's got Liverpool on Wednesday. Zlatan came back yesterday. Only played 30 minutes.
We need that other goal. We need another goal, though. God damn it. Kessie.
Get me over 2.5. Kessie missed the freaking penalty kick. Oh, why? Vegas knew we had that bet.
They definitely did, dude. Dude, Champions League starts tomorrow, dude. Holy shit.
Champions League tomorrow. Let's see who the big boys.
Well, do you have any locks tomorrow? I mean, that goes on action at the urinal, dude. If you got any locks tomorrow.
All right, let's see. Hold on. Tomorrow. Oh, my God. Right out of the gate.
What's your lock?
Barcelona versus Bayern Munich.
Oh, my gosh.
Tomorrow. Wednesday, we got Liverpool against Milan. We got Man City versus Leipzig. We got Atletico versus Porto. We got some Inter Milan versus Real Madrid on Wednesday too, dude.
Bro, there's some great games, dude. Soccer's all the way back, bro. I'm loving it. Let's go.
Let's go. Inter drew this week. They dropped points. Uh-huh. That helped me. Milan won again.
Bayern won in Leipzig. That's huge. But that's what they do, right?
Yeah, Bayern.
Lukaku. Hey, Lukaku.
They got Chelsea. They got Barcelona this week. They got Barcelona tomorrow.
They do, right?
That's a massive game. Yeah. So Champions League's back.
Awesome. It's Ryder Cup's in 2 weeks.
Yes, two weeks. Ryder Cup in Wisconsin.
That's exciting.
The cup. Got to bring back the cup.
Any other news we're missing out? We had to. Any thoughts on it? What else is going on? I mean, obviously, dude. How about the Yankees, bro? I mean, they won today, but dude, they're struggling. Huh? Wow.
Touchdown Raiders.
So who? Wally.
I missed it, but we got a tie game after an extra point attempt.
Here. Tie game. I love it. That's a great game. We needed Raiders it.
Getting four.
We needed Let's it. Go. Let's go. We always Let's need go. To end with a Monday night victory. Let's go.
Ravens kick a field goal to win by three. I don't care. Just give me the 4 points.
Need a Monday night victory in the worst way, bro.
Let's go. Yeah, dude. So.
Oh, Josh Jacobs again. Damn.
Yeah.
He has a beast. Another Alabama legend.
Bama is just a factory, bro. They're just a factory.
Oh, dude. Did you see the spread? It's already fit, which we're giving out. We're doing two pods this week. We'll give our action a year.
Oh, Alabama Thursday. And Florida?
Yeah.
What's the line in that game? Let me guess.
15. We won't. Oh.
It's in Florida, though, right?
I think it's neutral. Or aren't those games usually neutral?
No, the neutral one is Florida, Georgia.
Okay.
World's largest cocktail party. They always play that one in Jacksonville. Let's see. Alabama, Florida.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing a pod Thursday, right? We'll talk all the locks. Yeah.
No, it's in Florida. Florida's the home team.
Perfect.
Over under 59. I can see that going under. Not one of my locks yet, but I can see that one going under.
Since we're on the gambling topic, we have to always give our college, we went 5-2, right?
We did college.
You went 3-1. I went 2-1. You went 3-1. Okay, so 5-2. College, we are on fire, bro. This is
if for just college alone, we're 10-2 right now. For just college, we're 10-4. Sorry, college alone, we're 10-4.
Dude, I had Wisconsin.
Locks.
One easy. The only thing I was wrong, I was freaking Miami. I guess that we are who they thought were there. I thought they would beat App State.
Miami.
They did win, but they didn't cover. And then
what was I wrong? Okay, my only thing I was wrong on is I had Texas A&M getting giving up the points in Colorado State, and at Colorado. The quarterback got hurt, like, first series of the game. The Texas A&M quarterback is out now, they're saying, for at least 2 months. That's what killed me.
That's not, you got thrown out there. It's an asterisk, then, right?
And then they barely win. They were losing the whole entire time. They actually didn't even deserve to win the game. Yeah. Colorado had them. That would have been another huge Pac-12 win.
Yeah, I know. Pac-12's
they had them on the ropes, and freaking Texas A&M wins it at the oh, my God.
They're for real.
Florida State, you losing on the last –
Florida. Oh yeah, they lost to Jacksonville State, bro. What was that game? Did you hammer Long Island? They didn't cover almost.
Dude, Long Island, West Virginia was getting was giving 50 to Long Island, and they covered 66-0. Dude, then tell me you saw the Florida State after the game. The guy, you just lost to Jacksonville on your home field, and he still went and proposed to his girl. Did you see that?
That's what I read today. He's like, you can't propose after losing to Jacksonville State. Put the ring
back in your locker room.
There's other places to do it. You gotta do it
and do it a different day, bro. You just lost to Jacksonville on the last play of the game on a Hail Mary.
That's amazing. Hey, over under that marriage will probably last over under maybe a couple of months. I think.
Oh man, get your shit together in Tallahassee. God,
Jesus Christ, man.
Dude. But no, my other three big ones. I was all over New Mexico State getting 19. You were. They almost won outright.
You were. I was all about the bounce backs. UNC bounced back, and so did the Wisconsin. But Wisconsin. They're playing dog shit teams, but still.
That's true. I took Cal. I told you that stat about Cal on the road at TCU. Yeah. They were getting 11 and a half. They covered easily.
Dude, I'm telling you, this Pac-12 is good this year, bro. Which you did. We talked about it a couple pods ago. You're like, dude, this Pac-12 is going to be good.
Pac-12 is legit this year. Pac-12 has not been getting enough run recently in the past decade or so, but they're going to be solid this year.
The only team that's not legit is USC. Good.
I mean, I think even Oregon State has a fighter's chance here.
Yeah, for sure, man. Any other pop? Oh, dude, what's your boy McGregor trying to fight Machine Gun Kelly, dude? McGregor just wants to be in the headlines.
He's clowning, dude.
Yeah, he's just a clown.
That's the thing, dude. He just needs to stay relevant, because now he's saying, oh, I never asked for a picture. And, like, they're saying, like, he threw the drink at him because he refused to take a picture with McGregor. Like, dude, just And here's the biggest thing about that story, I think. The biggest thing about that story is MTV still has the awards.
That's very – I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't know it was on either.
That's still a thing?
That's still a thing? And people still go?
I didn't even think it was still relevant. And to get names like that, I had no clue that was still a thing. I was like, wait a minute. This happened where? Oh, yeah, McGregor threw a drink. I don't care about that. These awards are still going?
Yeah, I don't – I'm so lost on that stuff. I didn't even know what was going on, dude.
Neither did I. No clue.
We're too busy watching football, bro. That's all that matters. It was a great week one, man. We're only going to bounce back from here. We have to after that week
one. We'll be fine. I'm already looking at lines for this week.
But as far as college, we're just giving out free money at this point, right?
College is free money. I might increase my college locks and decrease my NFL locks because NFL
is just giving out. I thought it was a bunch of locks and turned out to be a bunch of losers, but we'll bounce back.
So damn week. Hard. All right, let's play a little quick game here what is the largest spread for NFL this coming weekend?
Well, yeah, tell me what's the largest. Oh, like just as far as the largest one?
Yeah.
There's got to be a 14-pointer, is there?
Got a 12.5-pointer.
Who is that?
Texans at Browns.
I kind of like – Browns are coming off a brutal loss.
They're pissed. They're pissed, huh?
Yeah.
They're pissed. I think they bounce back. All right, here's an interesting one. Monday night game next week. Lions at Packers. How many points are the Lions getting? I'm taking the Lions right now. I'm telling you right now. I'm taking the Lions.
Oh, dude, I'm expecting a huge bounce back from you. You don't think Rodgers likes him this year, huh? You don't think he's involved?
Nope.
I'm saying a huge bounce back, but we'll see. I think they're probably favored by 11 or something.
10.5.
Okay, so.
10.5. Some great games.
Great games. I'll see you over under.
Excited. We'll be there.
All right. Well, hell of a overreaction Monday.
Overreaction no Dodgers. Monday.
Kershaw settled down, right? He's looking pretty good, right?
Oh, Lamar just threw a bomb on the 10-yard line.
Oh, boy. To who?
Ravens are getting ready to go in.
Oh, great. They were another NFL loser for us. Great.
God, come on, Raiders. Get a stop here. Get a stop here. One time.
Who do you throw it to, dude?
Oh, dude.
Oh, Watkins. I forgot. Watkins is on the Ravens zone.
Barely caught that.
Well, it's a hell of an episode.
We'll be back later in the week with free money. Yeah,
free money. And keep going, Dodgers. Once we come back, if the Dodgers don't sweep the Diamondbacks, we got issues, right?
We got issues.
Oh, who do the Giants got this week? I know we're not supposed to talk about the Giants, but who do they got this week?
Giants. El Gigantes are playing. Oh,
Padres. The Padres. Okay. No, they're home again. Dude, Padres,
Help us out, Padres.
They're not going to. You know that.
I mean, the Padres are fighting for that wild card. So, I mean, they need wins.
They are, but that's a lost team now, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, they have.
They have tanked so bad. They suck.
They don't want to talk. You know what? I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come play for the Padres because none of those people want to be there. None of those people want to play.
So. I just love how Machado talks so much. It's just so funny to me, but whatever.
We're getting the last laugh. We'll get the last laugh.
Yeah, we'll get the last laugh. All right, brother. We'll be back Thursday. Go Raiders. Right, give us a cover. We need a Monday night
Raiders
cover.
Let's go. Let's go.
Come on. Later, bro.
Later.